Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, a community where students are invited to learn actively, lead courageously, and live purposefully for a lifetime of impact. More about Luther College at luther.edu.
Support for WPR comes from the Dram Corporation, manufacturers of commercial tools, equipment, and systems for greenhouse and nursery professionals for over 80 years. More information is at dramm.com.
It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. Coming up, we'll take a look at Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan's new plan to fight poverty in America.
First, the Lumberjack World Championships begin today in Hayward, Wisconsin. When you hear the Lumberjack Championship, that word, a Paul Bunyan-like figure might come to mind. Someone tall and burly, wearing flannel, lumbering through Wisconsin's north woods, maybe.
Well, if that's the case, you may be in for a surprise. Lumberjack sports have come into their own with men and women from around the country competing in demanding athletic challenges, from running and balancing on floating logs to climbing, chopping, and sawing, all against the clock.
Our producer Galen Druk spoke with Abby Heschler, the world record holder in the boom run. She's been competing in lumberjack sports since age 4 and has her sights set on taking the top spot in log rolling this weekend. Abby also started Keylog, a company that makes lightweight synthetic logs for log rolling.
Abby, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You compete in log rolling and boom running. Can you describe those for us?
I can. Log rolling is a traditional Northwoods sport in which two people are log rolling, are rolling on top of the same log, and they're trying to be the last person on the log or trying to dislodge their opponent from the log, but they can't touch their opponent and they can't cross the center line. So it's all about footwork and agility, balance, core strength. And boom running is an event in which you run across basically a string of logs tied end to end. They're all different sizes, different diameters, and different lengths, and they all spin individually of each other, but they're tied end to end, and then you sprint across and sprint back.
So about how long does that take?
It sort of depends on how long the course is. The boom run, the competition that I did last weekend, I won with a time of 15.57 seconds.
Whoa, okay, so you also, I think, hold a world record for the boom run, right?
I do.
And what's your time for that record?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I probably should have checked on that. What is it? It's like 13.98, I think.
Okay.
It's really bad that I don't even remember what it is now.
Oh, no, that's so modest of you. So for log rolling, how exactly does it work? I think I get boom running. You have to run across logs that are strung together, pretty straightforward. Log rolling, how do you make the log roll while you're standing on it?
So it's all about, you know, when you step on a log in the water, it's round and it's gonna start to spin. So you're moving your feet really fast right up on top of the log, always trying to get to the center. You want to keep your upper body, from your waist up, your core really steady and still. Of course, when you're watching a log rolling match, there's a lot of movement, but both rollers are trying to be as steady on the log as possible, but then their feet are, going so fast. There are different maneuvers that you can make to try to dislodge your opponent. Everyone has different strategies, and, you know, it's a sparring sport.
Do you have any personal secrets or techniques that you use to outmaneuver your opponent?
Yeah, well, I'm smaller than most of my competitors, so I'm not going to be able to get on the log and really throw my weight around and dislodge them, you know, that way. If they're heavier, they're going to have, you know, more control over which way the log spins when. So I really try to focus on myself, focus on my own footwork, really get, like, sort of locked into the match and just, you know, not making any mistakes and just being completely waiting to be the last one on the log.
All right, and on a good day, how long can you stay on the log for?
You know, it really depends on who you're rolling against. Like, my sister and I, we've been rolling together since we were little kids. You know, we compete together. We train together. So we could get on a log, a 12-inch diameter log, which is the smallest log in competition, and we can sometimes stay on, you know, for as long as 4 to 5 minutes. You know, that's definitely on the longer end of the spectrum. Sometimes you get on and you're on with the other person for 15 seconds, depending on their rolling style. But either way, whether it's 15 seconds or 5 minutes, your heart rate is beating really fast, and you can guarantee that you're breathing really hard at the end of it.
I can imagine. So you mentioned you compete against your sister. How did you and I guess other members in your family get involved in these lumberjack sports?
Yeah, so our mom, Judy Shear Heschler, is a 7-time world log rolling champion. She grew up in northern Wisconsin in Hayward, where the world championships were held every year, and she learned to log roll right in Lumberjack Bowl. A young woman was teaching classes there to kids. It was really the first sort of youth log rolling class, and my grandmother signed all the kids up for classes, and they would go and they would spend, you know, all summer long in the log rolling pond, and they just loved it. And so my mom really fell in love with it. She loved to teach. She had a passion for growing and promoting the sport. And so she started a log rolling class at our local YMCA. And she would tote my siblings along with her when she would go to teach class. And we would, you know, when we were first learning, we could probably barely even walk at that point. We probably learned to log roll as soon as we could walk. And, you know, we probably had as much fun falling off as we did staying on at first. But then we just started going to competitions and competing. And then eventually, you know, I have two sisters. We're all, you know, within a couple years of each other. So we ended up all competing in the same tournaments against each other.
How old were you when you started competing?
About 4 years old, actually. They have a 6
wow.
and under division that was co-ed, and you'd be surprised at how good those little kids can get.
And so you left Wisconsin for school. How did you maintain your connection to the sport?
Well, I actually brought a 500-pound wood log rolling log out with me to I went to prep school out in New Hampshire and then college in Vermont, and I just really loved teaching the sport, and I wanted to share it with people out on the East Coast and, you know, my college community out there. So we brought a wood log out there, and it was mostly just to teach log rolling, so it wasn't necessarily a competition log, but it was a larger diameter log for beginners. And luckily, you know, I just stayed active in the winter, and I wasn't doing a ton of like training. Once I would get back from back home in the summers, I'd start training for competitions. But definitely, I stayed connected to it for sure through teaching and sharing it with others.
I have to ask you, how do you get a 500-pound log to the East Coast? I mean, can you check that on a flight?
Yeah, I wish. Well, now with the key log, we actually have developed a lightweight synthetic log. So you can do that now. But when I was still in school, no, we had to basically find like a shipping company that would, you know, ship the log to school. It like got delivered to the, you know, like maintenance building or something, and then they called and they said, your log has arrived. And then, you know, I got the whole lacrosse team to pick up the log and help me carry it into the pool. And that was really a big barrier to entry into the sport, that people just didn't, they loved it. They had fun with it, of course, but they didn't have access to it. You know, it takes a world champion to be willing to, you know, send a 500-pound log across the country. But now, we've actually, my business, Keylog, we've developed a lightweight synthetic log rolling log, and now we can ship it anywhere across the country and even across the world.
And how much does that weigh?
It's 65 pounds.
Wow. Okay, so I have to ask, a lumberjack is traditionally somebody, from what I understand, who worked on logging trails. How did it become a sport?
Well, you know, the lumberjacks would, you know, work in the north woods in the wintertime chopping down trees, and then in the springtime when the rivers were flowing high and fast, they would bring all the lumber to the riverbanks, and they would send the logs down river to the bigger towns where the sawmills were. And they had to learn how to step across these logs in the water, you know, otherwise if they fell in, there were thousands of logs coming behind them. It was cold, rushing waters. So they really had to learn how to log roll for survival. But then they realized it was a fun, balanced challenge, and they would start to compete against each other and challenge one another, and they, you know, just started to recreate with it, and they started to have tournaments, and it just sort of got passed down through the generations. But now, you know, kids are learning how to log roll at summer camps, through their park and rec departments, at YMCAs, at colleges. We've, you know, with Keylog now, we've introduced log rolling to several Big Ten universities and summer camps across the country.
I think for me, and probably for a lot of people, when you think lumberjack or log rolling, you think of burly men with facial hair wearing flannel. That's not you. But when you tell people that you log roll, do you kind of get reactions like, whoa, are you a lumberjack, or how did you get into that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, of course. And especially, you know, I'm 5'2" and about 118 pounds. So people are definitely really surprised when they find out that I log roll. But I think when they, you know, when they watch the sport and they try it, they see like, wow, this, it takes quite a bit of athletic prowess to be able to balance and move your feet that fast on top of a spinning log. And traditionally, the log drivers, I mean, the men that were working the logs down the rivers, they weren't necessarily the biggest and burliest lumberjacks. They were the more agile, smaller, nimble-footed lumberjacks. And so, you know, that it definitely takes a different type of person to be able to chop down a tree versus to spin on top of one in the water.
Now, you've been involved in expanding the sport's popularity with your Keylog. I have a challenge for you. Pitch it to me. Say I've never balanced on a log in my life. Get me to go to rolling practice with you.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty easy. It's, you know, it's just it's something unlike you have done before. It's you step on this log in the water, and it's just, again, such an amazing balance challenge. It's, you know, almost similar to the feeling of surfing or skiing for the first time. You're moving really fast. You're trying to balance. And when you fall off safely into the water. So there's this thrill and excitement to it. And it feels a little bit scary. There's an adrenaline rush at first. But when you fall in, you're safely falling into the water, spinning, rolling, splashing. So it's when people, you know, I hear things like, wow, this is addicting, or, you know, oh, let me try it again. It really captivates people.
Now, you hold a world record in the boom run. You are not a world champion in log rolling, and from what I understand, that's one of your goals this weekend. Are you going to win it?
I hope so. We just had a tournament yesterday, actually. I won the log rolling, and I won the boom run. For the most part, it was almost all of the same competitors that will be there this weekend. So things are definitely looking up. I'm feeling really strong this year. Mentally, I'm feeling really strong. Log rolling is, I mean, I would say it's probably 80% mental. It's you're standing on top of this tiny little log in the water, one misstep, and you've fallen in, and you've potentially lost the match at that point. So, yeah, I'm excited to go for it this weekend. I definitely have high hopes, and I have a good feeling.
Abby, good luck, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Galen.
That was our producer, Galen Jukes, speaking with Abby Heschler, the world record holder in boom running. She'll be competing in the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward this weekend. The competition starts today.